Horror Pack is the most exciting way to grow your collection. Get 4 horror movies on Blu-ray or DVD each month.
Special delivery. Subscribe now, and soon Horror Pack will be arriving at your door. Join the pack.
HorrorPack.com. Join the pack.
Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to You. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Veritech. Veritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio here from the Roswell Infinity Studio. I am Mike Salmon alongside John Ray. We are an award-winning show, by the way.
We are.
We are.
We've got an award to show for it.
We've got the award to actually prove it. It did come from corporate Business Radio X, but it's an award nonetheless, right?
We will take anything we can get at this point.
It was just a matter of time.
Yes, it was a matter of time, and we've got more to come in the new year.
We do. This is our final show of 2016, although people may be listening to this in 2017 or 2018, but it is our last show as we broadcast it on December of 2016. And 3 great business leaders. You have done yourself proud once again, John.
We're ending the year on a high note.
Joining us on the show today from McCulloch and Company. Is it McCulloch and Company or McCulloch Plus Company? How do you... go ahead.
McCulloch and Company.
Okay, I got it right the first time. Yeah. McCulloch and Company, Scott Christopher. We also have Bernadette Harris with By the Book Accounting. And Terry Bowser is here with First Bank. Wait a minute. Name of the company, Terry?
First Bank Reverse Mortgage Division.
Got it. All right, so we are set to go, and we're going to start the show with Scott Christopher. McCulloch and Company, you are a media strategist. And you're a media advertising agency, Scott. So tell us, what is a media agency?
Yeah, good question. A lot of people, when they think about advertising agencies, I know Mad Men probably comes to mind, Don Draper. But there was another character on that show, Harry, you may, if you're a fan of the show, who was always watching commercials and kind of neurotic. That's what media agencies are. We're basically working on behalf of our clients, placing their ads, whether it be on TV, radio, online, billboards, podcast, advertising, you know, whatever gets our clients out there and helps them reach their goals. So we work with them to strategically develop those goals and help them determine where they should advertise. So we're acting as an agent on their behalf. We're negotiating on their behalf, helping them make their, helping their marketing dollars go further. We're helping them get added value, fix problems that may come up. If ads don't run wrong, we're negotiating make goods, fielding rep calls, having meetings with them. So in a sense, we're bottom line, we're saving them time, helping their marketing budgets go further. Another huge, I guess, value of McCulloch & Company, our website's goodmediaideas.com, and that's intentional, not that we're only, you know, thinking of good media ideas for our clients, but we like to work with clients that are doing good, and we like to do good on as an agency where each of our team members is involved with different charities. So, and we're working with a couple of nonprofits as clients as well. So we're really intentional that we're doing good. You know, some folks in the advertising world don't have a good rep, and we want to, you know, kind of change that conversation and be a ethical company in the mix. So
Absolutely. Well, tell us about the history and the experience with your company.
Me personally, or
yeah, your background and what, you know, what kind of experience in the media industry does your company have, and how long has it been around?
Yeah, we were founded in the early 90s, and right now we're located in the historic mill in downtown Roswell, so North Fulton Business. And I've been at the agency about 6 years. I'm one of the media buyers and strategists, and also do business development. You know, the media channels that we've worked in run the gamut. We've are in all the traditional channels, radio, TV, billboards, out of home, and then some of the out of the box ideas like ads within golf ball holes or aerial banners or skywriting. I mean, we've looked into all those ideas. We haven't always executed them, but we like to think out of the box and think of different ideas to help our clients get exposed and, you know, and reach more people.
Scott, obviously, there are a lot of changes in advertising. Certainly, some of them have been brought on by technology. There's a lot of conversation around what works and what doesn't. Talk about some of those issues.
Yeah, I think the changes that have come with technology, for the most part, have been good. You know, it's definitely made advertising more trackable, especially when you think about digital. You're able to see who all is seeing your ads, how many impressions you're getting, the clicks you're getting, what people are doing once they get on your site. But I think the other big thing that technology has brought is it's made it advertising a lot more accessible for more brands. Used to be the case where if you wanted to advertise, you had to have $1 million budget and a sharp looking spot and could only run TV. Terry and I were talking about earlier, the Super Bowl. You know, that's what people think about. But it's a lot more accessible now. You can have a really well-produced spot fairly affordably, and then you can run it online video, you know, and target it to a certain amount of zip codes and very affordably get your name out there, reach your demographic. And it's just opened it up for a lot more brands who ruled it out before. That's too expensive. Now they can, you know, for, you know, a few thousand dollars a year, have an advertising presence and it be very effective.
So what are some of the issues that a brand or a company should look at when they're designing an advertising campaign?
Yeah, I mean, our approach, and we feel, you know, a good way to go about it is thinking strategically and asking a lot of questions. So upfront, we help the clients we're working with think through what's their goal? What are they trying to accomplish? Who are they trying to reach? What do they want those prospects to do once we reach them? And then you ask the question, how do we best accomplish that? What resources do we need once we have answered those questions? Do we need to develop a certain website? We help them even think through pricing, margins. That helps determine how much marketing dollars they should put into a campaign. Also thinking through the resources of if one of the goals is site engagement, do we need a website redesign? Do you need to engage a developer then to do that? Is mobile app, is that on the table? Do we need to develop a mobile app? And then also creative partners. Since we're a media-only agency, we partner with other creative agencies, or our clients have creative in-house to develop those campaigns. And then once we've answered those questions, we go into research and we're researching the demographic, we're researching the channels that'll best accomplish the goals, and also the industry. There's a lot that comes to light when you're digging into that research, answering those questions, and then developing a media campaign and an advertising campaign from those answers.
We're talking with Scott Christopher with McCulloch & Company here on North Fulton Business Radio. You talked about the price, and it's so much more affordable now for companies to do advertising campaigns. What do you say to that company that says, well, I can shoot my own videos now, my own iPhone, I can do my own social media, I can do it myself, or I can get my 18-year-old kid to do it? What do you say to that business owner?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of folks go that route. I mean, we like to partner with folks to help them, with our clients, help them make their marketing dollars go further. And we're really partnering with those people that have tried that route. It hasn't been very effective because it's a lot more complex. There is the perception that, hey, I can do it myself, but it's very complex when you're getting digital reports and trying to interpret all that. You need experts in those areas that know how to interpret that and negotiate on your behalf and help you be strategic about it. So, you know, we're partnering with those that are kind of moving to the next level and taking it, and we're going to be the extension of that marketing department and helping them, you know, take it to the next level.
Well, so, and I would also, I would also think, Scott, too, if you're selling widgets, you need to be spending your time selling the widgets. You don't need to be worried about all the marketing and everything else. Leave that to the professionals.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's a perception that, you know, it's quick and easy to talk to all these reps and negotiate all this and deal with spreadsheets. But that's a big thing that we're doing, is taking that off their plate and it's saving a tremendous amount of time. If you're doing it right, it does take a lot of time. It's a, you know, full-time job. So yeah, we're helping take that off their plate so they can focus on what they do best.
You talked about how long the company has been around, and just in that time since the start, advertising has changed tremendously. You talked about that because of the technology and so forth. Mm-hmm. What are some of the marketing trends that you're looking ahead towards and you need to kind of stay ahead of the curve?
Yeah, a couple hot trends right now that we're watching are live video. I mean, that blew up this year with Facebook Live. Now Twitter and Instagram, you can go live through the app. And right now, it makes a lot of sense from a content marketing perspective for brands to, if they've got the capability to do that in-house. But and it's happening to some extent already that brands are able to partner with influencers on those platforms, like say a Ford or an Infinity, you know, is able to partner with an influencer and say maybe they grew their platform on YouTube, but now they're Facebook Live or what have you, and they're driving an Infinity and they're, you know, the brand's paying for that influence. So, and that's only going to evolve more, and there's going to be more opportunities. Also watching, you know, it's more of a, it seems like a fad, but I think it's growing with, is virtual reality. You know, as consumers, as the technology gets more adoption and consumers are able to buy those devices, which you see them advertise all the time now, there's exciting things that could happen with brands where they have that full immersion experience. You know, Pokemon Go blew up this year and kind of brought that augmented reality, virtual reality to the masses. And we're still just figuring out how brands can integrate that and take advantage of it for their brands.
Before you ask the next question, I do want to thank Scott for bringing up Infinity.
He
caught himself. He said Ford. He caught himself. Said no, Infinity. To be specific, Roswell Infinity.
Yeah, he was very clever the way he did that.
As we are broadcasting from the Roswell Infinity studio. Go to Roswell Infinity, everybody.
That's right. So, Scott, you talked about all these different platforms and ways to reach the end consumer, the end buyer. That creates a whole lot of noise to try to get your message through, right? So what are some of the best media ideas that you've seen that maybe help break through all that?
Yeah, a couple that we've seen in the B2B space, webinars are an excellent way. It's content marketing. We partner with publishers to help promote our brands and develop webinars. And when the goal is lead generation, there's not a better way to do that. And you get the list of leads at the end. But the other one is, if I can toot our own horn, is an idea that we developed recently for a nonprofit client. They had a challenged budget. They were just trying to reach two or three zip codes in a metro. And what they're trying to do is reach men to help them become better dads and keep jobs. So they offer classes. So they needed to get the word out about the classes. And we were thinking through, okay, when is the prospect aware of their need? And actually our CFO mentioned, is there a way we can get into banks or check cashing areas? Because that's when they're thinking, you know, life isn't great right now. Need to take advantage of these classes. And another team member mentioned there is a way to advertise on check cashing envelopes. You can select the area, the geography, and print your message on those envelopes. So we presented that idea to the client and they thought it was fantastic. We haven't executed it yet. It's been approved, but that was an exciting idea where we're thinking outside of the box that, you know, help solve that problem for the client and ultimately help improve the lives of their prospects.
So really, Mike, one of the things I heard, you know, you'd ask earlier about, you know, why would somebody would hire you as opposed to do it themselves? I mean, one of the things I just heard in your answer was you've got a lot of experience around what a lot of people have done and what you've seen out there that it's impossible for me as a business owner to keep on top of.
Right.
So that's something that, you know, our listeners should be obviously aware of and take advantage of.
Yeah. I mean, we're reading the trades, we're watching the, you know, watching those trends, doing webinars ourselves. We've got four people on staff that are Google certified. So, you know, there's a lot of experience that we can leverage. We've worked in real estate, tourism, a lot of different industries. So we're able to bring that experience to bear to help our clients solve their problems.
Well, for those business leaders that are looking maybe to find out more information about your company, where can they get that information?
On our website, goodmediaideas.com. You know, there's contact information there. Phone number is 770-643-2848. You can reach out to me. My extension is 109, or our media director, Jeff Jones, is 105. But, you know, we always start with there's no charge for us to sit down and brainstorm and think through and look at what you've been doing advertising wise and help you see if it makes sense to engage a media agency like us.
Well, great stuff. Goodmediaideas.com. The company is McCulloch & Company. Scott Christopher. Scott, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Mike, since Scott was so kind to bring up Roswell Infinity, I want to talk about them as they are one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
All right. Well, John, I got to apologize to you and the guests because typically I don't do this, but I've been distracted by the food that's here in the studio.
I noticed that.
Choicestoyou.com. They cater from all the great restaurants around town. I mean, if you're tired of pizza and you want to get something else, you can go to choicestoyou.com and they'll deliver food from your favorite restaurant. They got tons and tons of them on the website. Today, they brought us food from Tom and Chi.
That's one of my favorites.
They're located right around the corner from us. And so during the show, and I usually try not to eat while the guests are talking, but you know, while Scott was going on and so forth, I'm over here having a few bites of the Tom and Chi, the BLT, grilled cheese sandwich. So I couldn't wait any longer, and I apologize, and I'm going to stop doing it. I'm going to wait till the end of the show and not do that again.
Well, I hid the grilled cheese donut, so you couldn't find it. So I knew you would get right on top of that, and I hid it.
They got, what, two desserts over there. One's what, Trey, a banana pudding, a banana-rama, and it looks like another one's like on a bagel, and it's a s'mores on a bagel.
Extremely inventive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tom and Chi. We got to check it out more often. We've already tweeted out the picture, according to Trey.
You knew Trey would get pictures of the food, right?
Well, he was smart to get it before we started eating it.
He's very smart. That's why he's our producer, right?
Yeah, we'll share it with our guests before we go as well. But thanks to Tom and Chi, and of course, thanks to choicestoyou.com. They have those special delivery bags where it stays fresh and warm. So we appreciate Tom and choicestoyou.com and all their support of North Fulton Business Radio. All right, our next guest here on the program is from By the Book Accounting. Her name is Bernadette Harris. And Bernadette, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, tell us all about your company. I see you're an accountant, a business strategist, an author, a speaker. We need to get her in here, make her a radio show, talk show host as well.
She doesn't have enough to do, so we'll give her something else.
There you
right?
go. Yeah. Tell us about your company and all the things that you're up to.
Okay, well, By the Book Accounting has been in business since 2001. And over the last 15 years, I've been working with small business owners, helping them to start, run, and grow their businesses the right way.
What made you decide to plunge into owning a business? That could be scary.
Yeah, it can be. Entrepreneurship is not easy, but definitely worth it. And I did it because I wanted to help people. I wanted to help people. I want to make a difference. But my biggest reason was to be an inspiration to my daughter, because I wanted my daughter to know that there's nothing that she can't do. And not because I said so, but because she watched me do it.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
You do some bookkeeping work, and I bet your answer's not as good as that one.
No, she blew me away. So now, not only are you a CPA and you do a lot of work during tax season. So that keeps you pretty busy. You're a parent, so that keeps you pretty busy. Right. So when did you find time to write a book? That's the key question.
Yeah. And I've actually written 3 books, but yeah. Wow. So the books.
She doesn't sleep.
Really?
The books were written after tax season. And one of the things that I can say is when I set my mind to doing something, I get it done. And so all 3 books were written in about 6 weeks. The last book was probably about 4. So the longest process, of course, is the editing and getting it laid out and all that stuff. But
And so wow. Just so our listeners know, that your latest book is Business Blueprint 2.0, A Guide to Starting and Running Your Business the Right Way. So talk about what maybe a few key facts about what the right way is.
Well, you know, John, you and I work in probably similar spaces mm-hmm. and working with similar clients. So we see all kinds of crazy stuff that people do.
Oh, come on.
Well, you know, and you're just talking about people trying to take on tasks that they're not qualified to do. And so as a small business owner myself and working with small business owners, I've seen a lot of mistakes that clients make. And after seeing the same mistakes over and over and over again, I thought, what if I write a book and just show people how to do it the right way so that they won't make the mistakes? Because I swear I'm counseling people on the same mistakes every single time. So the book outlines, the first half of the book talks about how to start the business. And you think about the things like your financials and things that you want to make, thinking about your entity type, whether you want to be an LLC or you want to be an S corporation and all of those kinds of things. And then you talk about how are you going to keep up with your records and what tax returns you actually have to file depending on your type of business. And then the second half of the book actually goes into the things that are important to running a business. And running that business means putting systems in place. You know, like if you're planning to grow the business, especially if you want a business that you can scale, you need to have systems in place. You need to know, you need to document the processes of how you do things so that you're not the one doing everything. You can say to Tom, hey, this is how we answer the phone. This is how we handle a new customer. This is how we get new customers. This is our social media policy. This is our new hire policy, things like that. And so the book talks about a lot of the things that people don't think about. And every time I speak or if I teach a class, I always share something that people say, I didn't think about that. And I've even had that on my experience. I had been in business for about 9 or 10 years, and I thought I had every single process and procedure in place, and one of my employees got pregnant. And I said, oh my gosh, I need a maternity leave policy. And so there are just a lot of policies and procedures that a small business owner, they don't think about when they're, you know, starting a business. So that's what the book is. It's a guide. It is something to help business owners to be able to refer back to it and do it right so that you can stay in business.
If you're a business owner and you think you know it all, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So you don't ever know it all.
I'm afraid of know-it-alls.
That's, wise woman.
Yes. Well, give us the name of the, before we move on, because I want to talk about your CPA and taxing and all that. But before we move on to that, give the name of the book again and where can people get it?
So the name of the book is Business Blueprint 2.0. It's a guide to running your business the right way. On my personal website, it's trustbernadette.com, and you can purchase a copy of that book or any of my other books.
Okay, and you talked about in the first half of the book, talking about a lot of the mistakes people make. Okay, when it comes to taxes, since you're an accountant, when it comes to taxes, what are some of the mistakes that you're seeing a lot of folks making?
A lot of people don't keep good records, whether it's individuals or if it's business owners. They just don't keep good records. And as a result, their deductions aren't accurate because I'm still trying to figure out 15 years into the game how someone spends exactly $300 on office supplies. Have you guys ever been able to do that? Exactly, like $300.
I'm excited when I'm putting gas in my car and I can get it to stop right there on an even number.
That's really hard to do, yes. Right? I try to do that, you know, because I'm an accountant, so I try yes. to do it, and it always goes to like 3001.
Yeah. I hate that. So now you got to go to 31.
Yeah.
So you're saying our records can't be suggestions? They have to be actual?
You know, it's the craziest thing, but a lot of people don't keep up with those, you know, so they don't keep good records, whether they're individuals or business owners. And as a result, they're probably, most people err on the side of caution. You know, there are some people that fudge the numbers till they're just unbelievable. But there, most people will say, oh, I think I spent about $300. When in reality, if they had actually taken the time to add up their records, it's probably closer to about $672.16, you know? So that's one of the biggest tax mistakes. Another big tax mistake that I've seen people make is filing taxes late. And usually when you don't have a system in place, when you don't have good record keeping, those are usually the reasons why you don't file on time, because you don't have your stuff together. And filing late is one of those things that causes you to have penalties unnecessarily. You know, there's just an unnecessary, there's two penalties. When you pay late, there's a penalty. But when you file late, that penalty is even greater than paying late. So even I tell clients, even if you don't have the money to pay the tax return, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes that's due, you always want to file the tax return on time, because the failure to file penalty can be up to 25% of what you owe. And who has an extra 25% to give to the IRS? And even if you have it, who wants to, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So Bernadette, we talked about taxes. Now let's talk about some other aspects of the business where you've seen mistakes that a lot of owners make.
Yeah. And so we talk about these records, right? So a lot of business owners do a lot of co-mingling. So what does that mean? They're grocery shopping on. Yeah, that's a bad word. Yep. And they're grocery shopping with the business debit card, or paying for daycare with the business debit card. And sometimes it's a mistake. You know, you may bank at the same bank for business and personal, and you accidentally pull out the wrong debit card. But when it's repetitive, you know, I should not know that you shop at DSW for your shoes, you know, because that just shouldn't show up on your bank statements for your business account. So a lot of business owners are commingling funds, and that's just bad news. It's bad practices. And commingling funds can put you in a situation where you could lose your corporate status for doing stuff like that. So that's a really big mistake. And we talked about how the book teaches people how to put systems and processes in place. A lot of business owners don't have those systems. And so even if they were in a position to bring someone else onto their business, they can't, because they haven't documented any of the processes. And so training someone else to do it is hard. And the last thing that you want is for your clients or customers to feel the difference between working with you or working with John. You want them to, you want it to be the same. And so you can have that congruency from employee to employee when you have procedures in place.
And let me make sure I'm clear too, because you're talking about problems that you've seen and you've written about them. You talk about them when you speak. Are you the person that a company or business can come to and you can help fix these problems?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. That's what I do. That's one of the things that I do, is I actually coach business owners to looking at what are the processes that you have in place, and what are some of the things that you can do to be more efficient. Sometimes people aren't using technology to the fullest. And so as a result, they're spinning their wheels, they're doing all kind of stuff and wasting time. So I help people to figure out ways to be more efficient in business. I help people to look at how you can implement different systems. And I'm also a certified fraud examiner. And so I look at ways that you can protect your business from fraud. And a lot of small business owners think that they're not susceptible to fraud, and that's not true. Most small business owners just don't report it because they're embarrassed, but it happens. And a small business owner that is hit with fraud is more than likely taken out by fraud, because there's not a lot of cushion for people to embezzle money from a small business owner. You know, it's just not, there's just not there, but it happens. It happens a lot. So those are some of the things that I do. I help people to make sure that they put systems in place so that their employees. So, I mean, if your receptionist rolls up in a Benz one day or an Infiniti, you want to make sure that you're not the one that's paying for it, you know. So
by chance, you didn't go to Harvard or anything like that, did you?
No.
Well, okay. So you're a tax accountant, you're a forensic accountant, you're a business strategy. You do business strategy work. You're an author. You're a mom.
You're the smartest person in this room, with all due respect to everybody else, it sounds like.
Nope. Head and shoulders above all of us. So what's next for you? What are you up to here in the coming months?
So one of the things, the coaching piece is something that I've been doing because again, what I found is when I do the speaking and when I do the trainings, I'm telling people what to do. But I realize that after they leave the trainings, they don't know how to do it. And so the coaching piece is something that's new where I'm actually coaching people through the process and holding them accountable, saying, okay, this is what we said that you needed to do. These are the things that you need to do. Okay, now I'm giving you 2 weeks to go get it done and then come back to me and let's talk about it. And so I am doing that. I actually have a group coaching program that's starting in January where I'll be coaching people through in a group setting. Of course, I coach people one-on-one, but also in the group setting, which also lends a lot of accountability because nobody wants anybody else to know that they didn't do their homework, right? And so that's always a good way to get people to do what they need to do.
So it's not just trustbernadette.com, it's don'tdisappointbernadette.com, right?
Listen to bernadette.com as well.
I need to go buy those domains. I'm buying them as soon as we leave here.
No. There you go. Bernadette Harris with Buy the Book Accounting. I think you've perked the interest of a lot of people that may be listening for them. For those that want to find out more about your practice and maybe look into hiring you out, where can they get that information?
So my personal website or my personal branded website is trustbernadette.com. And that's where you'll get more information about the coaching and my speaking and the books and things like that. If you're interested in tax prep work, then it's buythebookaccounting.com. And that's where you can also schedule an appointment. Even if it's we can do a phone consultation just to talk about your situation. That's free. And just to see where you are and what you need. So we work with clients virtually. So we have clients all over the world. Ah. We have a few clients abroad.
Well, it's a good thing you're on Business Radio X because they can hear us all over the world. There you go. Well, Bernadette, thank you so much. Very impressive work. And thanks for joining us and continued success.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
John?
Thanks, Bernadette. Veritech, Mike, is the authorized HP and Xerox dealer that also sells and services all leading brands of toner, printers, copiers, and computer hardware. Veritech has certified service technicians that provide on-site service and a delivery team that offers free local delivery and pickup 5 days a week. For more information, visit Veritech.com. That's Faratech.com. Veritech, great people and remarkable service.
Absolutely. All right, John, our third and final guest on the show here, North Fulton Business Radio on Business Radio X, Terry Bowser. He's with First Bank Mortgage. Terry, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Mike. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. Okay, First Bank Mortgage, tell us about your company, and I understand that you specialize in reverse mortgages.
That's correct. First Bank is based in Lexington, Tennessee, has been around for 35 or 40 years. They've been in the mortgage division, the mortgage business for 10 years. They've had a reverse mortgage division for the last 6 years. In the last 6 years, we've grown in a marketplace that has 100 plus providers of reverse mortgage. We're number 12 already. So the year ahead, we are challenged and destined to break into the top 10.
Absolutely. Okay, for those that are not familiar with a reverse mortgage, explain what a reverse mortgage is and how did you become a reverse mortgage specialist?
Be glad to. A reverse mortgage is a home equity loan. It's a home equity loan specifically for seniors. The senior homeowner must be at least 62 years old. I've had a client who was 61 and we started the process 30 days before his 62nd birthday and we closed on his birthday. I've had a client who is 99 years old, so there is no upper limit. One of my associates completed a reverse mortgage for a borrower who was 103 years old, so a wide range. But it is a home equity loan. It's different than other home equity loans because it's a loan that does not have to be repaid. As long as at least one of the borrowers continues living in the home, there are no payments required. That's the big difference between a typical standard home equity loan and a reverse mortgage.
So the bottom line is it would get paid back when the house is sold.
Correct. When the house is sold, when there is no longer one of the borrowers living there, very commonly after the last borrower has died.
So Terry, you talk about a loan that does not have to be repaid. There's got to be some misconceptions around reverse mortgages that you can help clear up for us.
Absolutely. One of the primary misconceptions is after the borrower has drawn all the money that they have access to, no more money that they can pull either by lump sum or monthly payments. If they can no longer draw money, is the loan due? Does the loan have to be paid back? Can the bank take my home? Absolutely not. There are several ways that a borrower can pull money from a reverse mortgage. They can determine monthly payments that they decide upon. They can have a two partial lump sum payments. They can have a guaranteed for life, which is called a tenured payment, that determines they'll get an exact amount of money as long as they live in the home, even if they live there to be 120 years old. However, or any combination of those, partial lump sum, monthly payments, et cetera. If all the money is drawn out early in the time period after the reverse mortgage has closed, the borrower can still continue to live there. So let's say, for example, they choose the lump sum arrangement. They draw half of the money out at closing. They draw the other half of the money out 1 year later. So there's no more money they can pull from the reverse mortgage. They can still live there the rest of their lives. So
does the house, Terry, have to be, I assume the house would have to be paid off. They don't have a traditional quote unquote mortgage still on the house.
Very good question. And no, the house does not have to be paid off.
Oh, really?
In fact, probably more than half the borrowers that talk to me have an existing mortgage. There does have to be enough equity in the home that a reverse mortgage can eliminate that current mortgage. Very common. Even if there's a first mortgage and a second mortgage, they can still qualify for the reverse.
What is the reason that you see, and you mentioned these people over 62, what is the reason a lot of folks get a reverse mortgage in the first place?
A wide range, Mike. I have had borrowers that have used a reverse mortgage to buy an investment home, to buy a vacation property. The most common reason...
So there's no limitations on what they use the money for?
None whatsoever. One possible exception is they can't have two FHA loans. So if the reverse mortgage is an FHA product, so if they use the FHA reverse mortgage, they couldn't buy a second home with an FHA mortgage. That's the only limitation. I completed a reverse mortgage for a gentleman once who had $70,000, and he said, "Now can I take this money to Las Vegas?" The truth is you can use the money for anything at all. So if you blow the $70,000, you can still live in the house the rest of your life, but we can't give you any more money.
Hopefully you talked him out of that. But my folks did a reverse mortgage, and they love to travel. So they went on cruises and they traveled.
Cool. So talk about how senior homeowners can benefit, some of the benefits from a reverse mortgage, so that they can maybe look to you for your services. I mean, obviously, most people aren't necessarily looking to go to Vegas, but some people have needs that they need to solve that reverse mortgages can solve for them.
Right. That ties well into the question Mike asked, and, you know, what are some of the reasons that a borrower seeks a reverse mortgage? Probably the most common client that comes to me is just trying to supplement their monthly income. They may live just on Social Security or Social Security and a pension, although fewer and fewer people these days do have pensions. But the most common reason is probably to eliminate an existing mortgage and or to supplement their monthly income. A good example of that is what happens to an individual after one of their spouses have died. If they're used to getting two Social Security checks, one of those Social Security monthly checks goes away. So a reverse mortgage can be used to supplement on a monthly basis that missing or lost Social Security check.
We're talking with Terry Bowser with First Bank Mortgage here on North Fulton Business Radio. For those seniors, a reverse mortgage, it sounds like a great idea. Talk about rates, fees, interest rates.
There is both a fixed rate program and an adjustable rate program. The fixed rate program right now is 5.06. I think it's been that way most of the 10 years that I've been in the business. There's an adjustable rate, which is based on the LIBOR. It's currently about 4.8. It has a 5-point cap. So the most it can grow to is 9.8. The adjustable rate is a more flexible program because it is the one that allows the borrower all the choices of a lump sum, monthly payments, line of credit. And I haven't mentioned a line of credit, but that's real important. Probably my most rapidly growing referral source over the last year and a half has been financial advisors. Financial advisors, excuse me, really like the aspect or the feature of a reverse mortgage where much of the funds that are available can be put in a line of credit, and they can draw from that line of credit as needed. They can draw lump sums, they can draw monthly payments, et cetera. But the money that sits in the line of credit grows at the same rate as the interest that's accruing on their loan balance. So two separate piggy banks. One represents what they've already borrowed. One is the line of credit. If the interest rate is 4% on the loan balance, we pay the same thing on the line of credit. And it's actually currently at 6%. Where can we find a savings account these days that pays 6%?
So Terry, you've got a lot of experience in the business. Talk about some of the changes that you've seen in reverse mortgages and some of the aspects of how that's helped your clients.
Okay. One of the significant changes was what is called non-borrowing spouses. I mentioned early on that you had to be 62 years old to complete the loan. If one borrower was not 62, the only way to do the loan was to remove that borrower from the deed. We don't want to, we don't advise that, and it's not a good route. So one of the changes was now if one of the spouses or one of the partners is less than 62 years old, we can still do the reverse mortgage. It's based on the age of the younger borrower. However, if the older borrower dies and they have not drawn all the money that they can from the reverse mortgage, the younger borrower can no longer draw additional funding. They can still live in the home for the rest of their life, but they can't draw money out. That's been a benefit to what we call a non-borrowing spouse.
All right, Scott, you had a question?
Yeah, well, I wanted to mention the sandwich is phenomenal. I got a hot and spicy. Yeah, it's really good. But Terry, you know, this is a subject I definitely hear a lot about, but I'm wondering, what's the greatest objection you get from people that are considering this and maybe ruling it out? And then what would you say to them to consider it again?
There might be a couple of different objections. One is that the loan fees are maybe higher than another mortgage. However, there's no other loan that I know of that you can complete and not have to pay back for 20 or 30 or 40 years. So the fees may be, for example, on a $200,000 loan might be as high as 4%, so $8,000 on a $200,000 loan. But that is not out-of-pocket money. That's not upfront money. That's added to the loan balance. So if they actually borrowed $100,000 from us, they would owe $100,000 plus the $8,000 worth of fees, but that's not out-of-pocket. That may get paid back 20, 30 years down the road. That's one of the primary objections.
I have one more question for you, Terry, and this may be a dumb question, but if you have a lot of equity in your home or your home is paid off, could you still get denied? I mean, if you already have all the equity there, why would somebody get denied? Is that even possible?
Yes, it would be possible. And that addresses another change. About a year ago, a part of the program was added called financial assessment. That financial assessment is just to make sure that the homeowner long-term has the ability to pay their property taxes and their homeowner's insurance. So if they were living on a fixed income like Social Security, they had lots of equity there, but they didn't have enough monthly income to prove that they could pay property taxes and homeowners insurance, they could be denied for that reason.
All right. That makes complete sense. All right. For those that would like to look into a reverse mortgage or find out more, where can they get more information about your company?
Our website is www.firstbankreversemortgage.com. My direct phone is 404-642-6021. I am local, but I'm qualified to complete a loan anywhere in the country except Maryland for some reason.
Shame on Maryland.
Really?
Well, Terry, thank you so much for joining us. Terry Bowser with First Bank Mortgage. Thanks for coming in and sharing all that information.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, John. Fellow guests.
All right. One last piece of business to take care of before we say our goodbyes. And this is timely as we are doing this show during the holiday season. If you're looking for a unique gift for that movie lover on your list, then give them or even give yourself the gift that keeps on giving, Horror Pack, the horror movie subscription box. Add brand new horror movies to your collection. They're yours to keep. They're on Blu-ray or DVD, and the plans start at $19.99. and they ship worldwide every month. For more information, visit horrorpack.com. Well, John, you've outdone yourself again. Three wonderful business leaders here in our studio sharing the great work they do. Hope you have a great holiday season.
You too, Mike. We're going to have a great new year and lots of great business leaders coming through here next year.
Yep. Time now to eat some Tom and Chi from choicestoyou.com. For John Ray and Trey Odom, I'm Mike Salmond. And for all our guests, we'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.